Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The right fielder, Rich Becker. Batting third. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting fifth. The left fielder, B.J. Surhoff. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Cal Ripken. Batting seventh. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Mussina. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Mussina. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jose Vidro. Batting second. The left fielder, F.P. Santangelo. Batting third. The right fielder, Vladimir Guerrero. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Brad Fulmer. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Rondell White. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Mark Grudzielanek. Batting seventh. The catcher, Chris Widger. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Shane Andrews. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Pavano. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Carl Pavano. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson strikes out. 1 out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Becker hits a line drive into right field. Guerrero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Palmeiro hits a line drive beyond first. Fulmer can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Palmeiro. The throw from Widger and he is safe. Palmeiro steals second. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fulmer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alomar for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jose Vidro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vidro strikes out. Hoyles drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Vidro out. 1 out. F.P. Santangelo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Santangelo bunts towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vladimir Guerrero is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Guerrero hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Palmeiro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brad Fulmer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fulmer hits a pop-up into right field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Surhoff hits a line drive into right field. Guerrero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Andrews fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hoyles hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grudgy Lanek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Rondell White is at the plate with a count of 1-2. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Grudgy Lanek is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Grudgy Lanek hits a line drive into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Widger is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Widger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Expos nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Mussina is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mussina strikes out. One out. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Anderson is 0-1 in the game. Anderson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Becker is 0-1 in the game. Becker takes first base on ball 4. Rafael Palmeiro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Palmeiro is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fulmer fields the ball and throws to Pavano covering. Safe. Becker moves to third. Roberto Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Alomar is 0-1 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Shane Andrews is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Andrews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Pavano is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Pavano bunts towards first. Palmeiro scoops it up and throws to first, with Alomar covering, for the out. Andrews moves to second. One out. Jose Vidro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. There's a wild pitch. Andrews moves to third. Jose Vidro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Vidro is 0-1 in the game. Vidro hits a pop-up off the glove of Ripken, and into shallow left field. Vidro reaches second base with a double. Andrews scores. It's Orioles, 1, Expos, 1. F.P. Santangelo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Santangelo is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Santangelo takes first base on ball 4. Vladimir Guerrero is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Guerrero is 0-1 in the game. Guerrero strikes out. There goes Vidro. Here's the throw, and he's safe. There goes Santangelo. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Brad Fulmer is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Fulmer is 0-1 in the game. Fulmer hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hoyles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Expos 1. The Orioles will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Surhoff is 0-1 in the game. Surhoff hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Vidro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ripken is 0-1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Andrews fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hoyles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0-for-1 in the game. Bordick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Rondell White is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mussina fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Grudzielanek is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Grudzielanek is 0-for-1 in the game. Grudzielanek hits a line drive towards short. Bordick reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Widger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Widger is 0-for-1 in the game. Widger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shane Andrews is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Andrews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Widger moves to third. Carl Pavano is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pavano is 0-for-0 in the game. Pavano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Expos 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Mussina is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Mussina is 0-for-1 in the game. Mussina hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vidro misplays the ball. That's an error on Vidro. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Santangelo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fulmer fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Mussina for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Jose Vidro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vidro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Vidro strikes out. One out. F.P. Santangelo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Santangelo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Santangelo takes first base on ball 4. Vladimir Guerrero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-2 in the game. Guerrero hits a pop-up towards short. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brad Fulmer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Santangelo. The throw from Hoyles and he is out, Bordick applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Expos 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Palmeiro is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fulmer scoops it up and throws to first, with Pavano covering, for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar strikes out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0-for-2 in the game. Surhoff hits a line drive into right field. Guerrero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Brad Fulmer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fulmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Fulmer hits a pop-up towards short. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rondell White is at the plate with a count of 1-1. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Grudzielanek is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Grudzielanek is 0-for-2 in the game. Grudzielanek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Expos 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vidro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hoyles is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hoyles hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bordick is 0-for-2 in the game. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grudzielanek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Widger is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Widger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Widger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Shane Andrews is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Andrews is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Andrews bunts towards the mound. Mussina fields it and throws to first for the out. Widger moves to second. One out. Scott Livingstone pinch hits for Carl Pavano. Scott Livingstone is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Livingstone hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Becker. Livingstone reaches second base with a double. Widger scores. It's 2-1, Expos. Orlando Cabrera pinch runs for Scott Livingstone. Jose Vidro is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Vidro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Vidro hits a line drive beyond third. Ripken can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Cabrera scores. It's 3-1, Expos. F.P. Santangelo is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Santangelo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Santangelo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Orlando Cabrera now playing second base. Steve Kline now pitching. Jeff Rebule pinch hits for Mike Mussina. Jeff Rebule is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Rebule hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Anderson strikes out. One out. Joe Carter pinch hits for Rich Becker. Miguel Batista now pitching. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rebule moves to second. Rick DeHart now pitching. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Palmeiro is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Palmeiro hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Widger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Alomar is 0-for-3 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grudgy Lanek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Orioles 1. The Expos will come to bat. Jeff Rabule now playing second base. Joe Carter now playing right field. Alan Mills now pitching. Vladimir Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-3 in the game. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brad Fulmer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fulmer is 0-for-3 in the game. Fulmer takes first base on ball 4. Rondell White is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There goes Fulmer. The throw from Hoyles and he is out, Rabule applying the tag. 2 outs. Rondell White batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Anderson. White reaches second base with a double. Mark Grudgy Lanek is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grudgy Lanek is 0-for-3 in the game. Grudgy Lanek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick misplays the ball. That's an error on Bordick. White moves to third. Chris Widger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Widger is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Widger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Uguett Urbina now pitching. Ryan McGuire now playing first base. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0-for-3 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines pinch hits for Chris Hoyles. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baines strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0-for-3 in the game. Bordick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cabrera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 3, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.